From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Months of speculation ended this morning when John Kerry announced his pick for a running mate.
I am pleased to announce that with your help, the next Vice President of the United States of America will be Senator John Edwards from North Carolina.
That reaction from the crowd in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where Kerry made it official. Edwards battled Kerry for the Democratic nomination in the primaries, and he was a favorite among many in the party to fill the ticket's second spot.
We start our coverage with NPR Scott Horsley. He's traveling with the Kerry campaign. Scott, tell us about how this decision unfolded.
The decision unfolded just about the way the Kerry campaign wanted it to. John Kerry was determined that not only John Edwards, but also the other contenders on the short list of candidates, hear the news of his selection from him, not from the news media. And in fact, the campaign went to extraordinary lengths to keep the decision quiet until this morning. John Edwards himself got the call at his home in Washington about 7:30 this morning. He immediately called his wife, who was in North Carolina, and then he started to field congratulatory calls from, among others, former President Bill Clinton.
John Edwards took the call from his home in Washington. Why wasn't he on hand when he made the announcement?
I think that was all part of the secrecy. None of the candidates, neither John Edwards, the successful candidate, nor the others, were told until this morning, and it probably just would have been logistically impossible to have him in Pittsburgh when the announcement was made this morning. He is in Pittsburgh this evening. He and his wife, Elizabeth, and their youngest children are here now in Pittsburgh. They're going to spend the evening with John Kerry and his wife and their family here in Pittsburgh. And then tomorrow they will all set out on a 5-day cross-country campaign tour that will take them to at least 7 states.
What does John Edwards bring to the ticket in the view of the man at the top of that ticket, John Kerry?
What John Edwards brings to the ticket is excitement. He brings vitality. Even though he won only one primary during his own race for the White House in his native state of South Carolina, he impressed voters all over the country, not only with his biography of a mill worker's son turned millionaire trial lawyer, but also his charismatic speaking style. In fact, some have wondered if that style would overwhelm Kerry's own less dynamic style on stage, although people who favor this move say this is an opportunity for John Kerry to show he's not intimidated to share the stage. Kerry himself had expressed some reservations during the primaries about whether a one-term senator like Edwards had the necessary experience for the job, not only vice president, but as president if he were forced into that role. Over time, though, he apparently became convinced that John Edwards, in fact, was ready, and he made a point of saying this morning, John Edwards is ready for this job.
John Kerry's home state is Massachusetts, but he made this announcement in Pennsylvania. What do we make of that?
Well, John Kerry, of course, and his wife Teresa have a lot of homes, and this is Teresa Hines Kerry's home base here in Pittsburgh. It's also, of course, a battleground state and one that they would hope to carry in November.
So he's going to claim Pennsylvania one way or the other as a home state.
He's going to try to claim it come Election Day.
Thank you so much, Scott.
My pleasure, Michelle.
NPR Scott Horsley, traveling with the campaign for Senator John Kerry.